Okay. Good morning again. It's Sister Keita Jeffries. I'm your host this morning. And I just want to welcome you all to our morning prayer call. And at this time, we're going to go ahead with our first prayer lead, who is Minister Bronson. If you're ready, sir, you may go ahead.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I am honored to take off our prayer meeting on this morning, calling from Cuyahoga Falls this morning. And my prayer topic was understanding God, which is a huge topic. But I'm looking forward to diving into the word just a bit, just to get a good foundation for what we're going to pray about. In Exodus 33, there were two songs actually written, one by Fred Hammond and one by Tasha Cobb. And Moses is praying, like, Lord, if I found favor in your sight, teach me your ways so I can find more favor in your sight. Just this cycle of favor and understanding and knowing God. And God pretty much replies, I'm going to give you what you can handle. I'll let you see my back. I'll show you my glory because I am too much for you to understand. So Tasha Cobb says, Lord, if I found favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my humble cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. And she goes on to say, for your glory, I'll do anything. And Fred Hammond says, if I found your favor in your sight, teach me your way so I can please you each and every day. Just this cycle of understanding and obedience and, you know, chasing after God's glory. Isaiah 55 puts it this way. God's thoughts are too high. His ways are too high. We can't even understand it. You know, so it's just too big for us to comprehend. But according to 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 through 16, Paul is actually giving us a different picture because we're in a different dispensation. We're in a place of grace. Because of Jesus, we have a different testimony. Let's read through that. Yet when I am among mature believers, I do not speak with words of wisdom, but not, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world or to the rulers of this world who are soon forgotten. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truth. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. So Paul is saying the only person that can know someone's mind is their spirit. And then he goes on to say, even though God's thoughts are high, and who can know his thoughts, we have the mind of Christ. So in this concept of understanding God, all of heaven is leaning in our direction. All of heaven is on our side. Yes, we were mere flesh, but Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we could have his mind and we could receive the Spirit of God. So let's pray so that we can get a better understanding, that we will continue on this journey of understanding God. Heavenly Father, we love you. We are grateful for another opportunity to run to your throne and receive grace and mercy in our time of need. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord God, that our steps have been ordered by you. We thank you, Lord God, for the destiny connections that you've placed around us. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer line of people who have decided to give you their morning, who have decided to seek you first. We want to thank you that because of the blood of Jesus, we can receive the mind of Christ. So we have the opportunity to delight ourselves in you, so that you can give us the desires of our hearts, so that we can live out the Beatitudes, so that we can be peacemakers and be sons of God, that we have eyes that will be tuned to seeing you as we seek you. We want to thank you as Christians for the life of Jesus. Jesus was the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. We get to be called children of God. We thank you for Jesus, who came to reveal the Father. We get a better understanding of who God the Father is because Jesus came. Thank you, Jesus, for the parables. You said the kingdom of heaven is like this. You kept said the kingdom of heaven is like this. You came from heaven to earth to show us the way. You came from heaven to earth to let us know what the Father is really like, to let us know what heaven is really like. Thank you, Jesus, for your part, the part you played in helping us understand who God really is and what God is really like. So at this moment, we seek you first. We seek first the kingdom of heaven. We seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Not just so you can add all things, but we want to have an understanding of your kingdom. We want to get to the bottom of things. We want to understand what being in right relationship with you is really like. We inquire of you. We want an understanding of you. We want to know you. We want to know your ways. And because of Jesus, we know we have favor with you, Father. And we know that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. We want to have an understanding of you. Your word says in Psalms, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but in his delight. But he takes delight in the law of the Lord, and he meditates on it day and night. We thank you that we get to understand you through your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we know you as a bridge over troubled water. We know you as a rock in a weary land. We know you as the lily of the valley. We know you as all these things because you've revealed yourself through your word. We know you as a consuming fire. We know you as a righteous judge. We know you as a father for the fatherless. We know you as a rescuer of widows. Help us to understand you more through your word. Help us to understand you more through the preached word. How can we hear unless we have a preacher? We thank you, Lord God, for Bishop Clark pouring out his heart to us every day on YouTube, every day on Facebook, and the monthly gathering. We thank you, Lord God, that we get to understand you more through the written word, through the preached word, through the life of Jesus. We thank you, Father, we get to understand you more, not just according to 2 Corinthians, but having the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, who is groaning when we don't know what to pray, who's interceding for us on the inside of us, making us more like Jesus. Holy Spirit has given us a foretaste of glory. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is our down payment for heaven. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is leading us into all truth, not just earthly truth, but heavenly truth. We get a better understanding of the thoughts of our Father in heaven because of his Spirit on the inside of us. Give us an understanding. Teach us, O Lord, the ways of your statutes, and we will keep them unto the end. Give us understanding, and we will keep your law, and we will observe it with our whole heart, as the psalmist David said. We thank you, Lord, for the new heart that you've given us. in the new mind that you've given us, which makes living a Christ-filled, Spirit-filled, Heavenly Father-directed life possible. We couldn't do it without a new heart. We couldn't do it without a new mind. We couldn't do it without a renewed spirit in us. We thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, if there's anything that we don't understand about you that we need for this next level, by faith we believe that you are ordering our steps to receive the necessary information to go where you want us to go. Help us to set our affections on things above, for moths can't destroy it and thieves can't steal it. Give us a mind for the heavenly things. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would give us a mind of Christ that causes us to serve. And as we serve, that you begin to reveal yourself in ways that we've never seen before. Just like you showed Moses your back as you hit him in the cleft of the rock, I pray, Lord God, that you will give us experiences with you that allow us to see you in a different light. Abraham got to understand you in a different way when you allowed him to keep his son of promise. He gave you a new name because of that experience. Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees the need and feels the need. With every trial, every circumstance, every situation that we face, help us to open our eyes to see you in a way that we didn't see you before. Help us to have a better understanding of you after we leave the lion's den. Help us to have a better understanding of you after we leave the fiery furnace. Help us to have a better understanding of you once you provide oil for us to sail and to pay our debts and to live a prosperous life. Help us to have a better understanding of you when you bring our loved ones back from the dead. Help us to understand that you are the resurrection and the life. Once again, we seek you first and your righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. Help us to understand the message that you give us through your word, through your son, through your spirit, through your speaker, so that we can become more like the person you've created us to be. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen. I now pass the prayer line back to our prayer host.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Bronson, for praying for us this morning. We thank God for you. It's 8:15, and we thank God that we were able to get up this morning, that he breathed his breath of life into us this morning. We give him glory. We want to thank Minister Bronson for coming on this morning and being our first prayer lead. To those of you that came on late, I am your host this morning. I'm filling in for my husband, Minister Andre. Let's keep him in prayer this morning as we go before the Lord. It is now time for our second prayer lead, Minister Barry Johnson. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sir. Take it away.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Saints. This is Barry Johnson. I come to you from the historic city of Lincoln Heights, Ohio. On this thankful Thursday, my prayer topic is our bodies, the temple of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in humility, in reverence, and in thanksgiving. We acknowledge you as the creator of all things, the heavens above, the earth beneath, and even the very breath that fills our lungs right now. You formed us in our mother's wombs. You knew us before we ever lived. One day upon this earth, you have called us fearfully and wonderfully made. And Lord, you have reminded us in your word that our bodies are not our own. They are your temples, the dwelling place of your spirit. Lord, we confess that we have not always treated our bodies as your temple. We have sometimes neglected their care, spoken words of defeat over them or allowed unhealthy habits to weaken them. Yet, even in our shortcomings, you continue to dwell within us, reminding us that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank you for your mercy that covers us and your spirit that empowers us to change. Father God, today we rededicate our bodies to you. We present them as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing, which is our spiritual worship. These bodies are not merely flesh and bone. They are sanctuaries where your presence resides. Every heartbeat, every breath, every step we take belongs to you. Help us to live with the awareness that we carry your spirit inside us wherever we go. Lord God, we pray over our minds that they will be renewed daily by your spirit. Remove every thought that dishonors you and replace it with wisdom, peace, and discernment. Guard our eyes that they would look upon what is pure and righteous. Guard our ears that we would hear only what builds faith and strengthens our walk. Guard our mouths that our hearts should be life-giving, seasoned with grace, and reflective of the Christ within us. We lift up our hearts to you, Father. May they remain soft, pure, and surrendered. Let love be our motive, forgiveness our response, and compassion our language. Purge us of bitterness, envy, pride, and selfish ambition. Fill us with the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Lord, we also bring our physical bodies before you, every organ, every cell, every system you designed is miraculous. Thank you for the gift of health and the ability to move, breathe, and live. Strengthen us where we are weak. Heal us where we are broken. Teach us discipline in how we eat, drink, rest, and work. Help us resist the temptation to abuse our bodies with substances or neglect. Let our choices honor the temple you have entrusted to us. We declare that these temples will not be filled with anxiety, depression, or fear. For your word says you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We will not allow shame or condemnation to live in these temples, because you have cleansed us with the blood of Jesus. We will not let anger or unforgiveness pollute these temples, because we choose to walk in grace and mercy. Father God, we ask that everywhere we go, people would see the light of your glory shining through these temples. Let us be vessels of honor in our homes, on our jobs, and in our communities. May our bodies serve others, our hands bless others, and our voices encourage others. Lord God, strengthen us to resist the ways of this world that try to defile these temples. The culture around us says to glorify the body, to indulge in it, to serve its every desire, but we choose to glorify you with our bodies. We are not slaves to our flesh. We are surrendered to your spirit. Help us to exercise self-control, to live with discipline, and to be examples of holiness. Your word reminds us that the temple in Jerusalem was a place of prayer, sacrifice, and worship. So let our bodies be the same, temples of prayer that continually commune with you, temples of sacrifice that deny themselves for your sake, and temples of worship that glorify your name in every action. Father God, We know that these temples are only temporary. For one day, we will put on immortality and be raised in glory with you. But until that day comes, help us to steward these bodies well. Thank you, Lord, for entrusting us with these temples. Thank you for the price paid by Jesus, his body broken, his blood shed, that we might be redeemed and set apart. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day of life, another chance to love, to serve, and to walk in your will. Thank you for covering us through danger seen, unseen. Lord, forgive our sins, cleanse our hearts, and strengthen our spirits. Guide our steps today and surround our families with your protection and peace. So I close this prayer in the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you for the privilege of praying with you all this morning. For those of you all that have to leave and can't stay through the hour, may the peace of the Lord always be with you. I will turn it back over to our host.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Berry, for your prayer this morning. We give God glory today, hallelujah, for another day. It is Thursday, and we are thankful. We thank God today, even though looking out my window, it looked like it wanna rain or snow. I don't know. That's what the clouds look like and kind of feel like. But thank God we where we are. We know how our weather is, and we in that day and time where the weather will change on us in a moment. But I just want to say God is so good. Hallelujah. He done brought us this far. And it is we halfway through now, and we thank God because Minister Bronson prayed on understanding God, and you know we all need to know how to understand God. And although we don't understand everything, His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts, but we have to have an understanding of God in order to serve Him. We thank God also for Minister Berry, who came behind Him praying on my body is the temple. And God really blessed that because our bodies are the temple of God, and we got to be in right standing to represent Him in order for Him to dwell in our temples. Excuse me. Okay, y'all. Well, today is Thursday. As I said, what is it? August 28th. Wow. We got three more days. Yeah, three more days. And the month is gone. And then, well, not this Sunday, next Sunday, first Sunday. So, yeah, but we got to remember we in the last days. Time is flying on by, even though we have our moments or our times to celebrate, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, the church anniversaries, childbirth, whatever it may be that we may be celebrating, graduations, we still have to give God His due. We in these last times, and the most important thing is to get the word out, let everybody know God is on His way back. We're continually looking for prayer leads and hosts. So if any of you interested or even just considering just a little bit, go ahead and reach out to Pastor Lenore and let her know that you're thinking about it or you would like to be. She'll help you. She'll help you get yourself together to become one. And if you need help, You know, maybe you can't even host it the whole time. Maybe you could even host only part of the way, but that's with somebody to fill in for you. Just like we fill in for each other, we're here for you as well as you're here for us. Reach Pastor Noah at 216-475-6327. You could also go to the website, and on the website, well, you should be, yeah, you could leave a message for her there. You could also leave a prayer request. You can upload your 1 minute or less GPS, and then you can also leave an offering. Other than leaving it at the website, you can text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. Or you can just go to Cash App and send your offering through $ Bishop Eric Clark. What else? Oh, I want to go through our mission statement. We are a church in the city impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family. We are a university for success. And we are a people vowing to praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that mission statement. And we also thank God for each and every one of you that's on the call this morning. We're, if any of you are not receiving the texts or emails to stay connected to the church, just text the word MAXIMIZE, M-A-X. I-M-I-Z-E. Text it to 55444, and you only need to do that once. Okay, everything else, you can go to the website, and you'll be able to find information that you're looking for. You can play back your the prayers if you miss them, services, books, anything that you're looking for. Look around on that website. The website is ekcministries.org. Okay, our next prayer lead. Oh, wait a minute. Our next prayer lead is Sister Tracy. Okay. All right, sis, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
Okay, praise the Lord, everyone. First, giving unto God, who is the head of my life, thanking, praising God for another day, thanking, praising God for health and strength, thanking, praising God that we are all here today in our right mind, healthy, strong, vibrant, and on the line to give God the praise. No matter how we may feel in my mind and our body, but we still are strong in the Lord and doing what God has us to do. And we know we have to endure to the end, no matter what comes our way. I just want to thank and praise God for being so awesome. I just want to thank and praise God that he brought to my mind this morning when I woke up that my place and our home was still intact. There's so many buildings and homes, condos that's burning down, fires that they're not even aware about what's going on, what's taking place. And I just want to thank and praise God for that. I never want to take anything for granted that God have blessed me with. So I'm just asking us all to be thankful and be grateful for what the Lord has done and what the Lord has given us, and just show our appreciation to the Lord. At this time, I was given a topic, when God's favor is over our lives. And I'm just asking everyone if we could just take a couple seconds at this time and just worship God and just tell him we want to thank him. Lord, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for favor over our life. We want to thank you, Lord, how you just show us favor, how you show us love, how you protect us, how you be with us, God. We just want to tell you, Lord Jesus, that we honor, we adore you, God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that that favor that you have given unto us, God. Bless us each and every day, God. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, as we wake up in the morning, as we go about our day, God, that we continue to glorify you, magnify you, lift you up, God, in spite of our circumstance, our situation, in spite of what things may look like, God, in spite of what our bank account looks like, God, we want to yet praise you, magnify and lift you up, God, because you're so worthy. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. We thank you this morning for your favor that you have put in our life, God. Nothing we deserve, God. But we want to thank you each and every day that you would just bless us and keep us and give us that strength, God. Give us that strength and that mind to continue to push on and go forth, God, that we can continue each and every day, Lord Jesus, to be able to have your favor over our life. And I just want to thank you, praise God, at this time. Now, let me pray. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come before you thanking you for our life and your goodness in our life and the blessings we get to enjoy because of your favor. We pray for the forgiveness of sin. Lord, forgive us for our wrongs doing. Help us to turn back on sin. Restore every favor we have lost for walking in sin. Pour uncommon favor unto our life. Let us receive favor in the sight of all men in Jesus' name. Let your divine favor cancel any cycle of failure and disappointment in our lives in the name of Jesus. I declare that we have your favor today. I declare we are strong and we are willing, fulfilling and our destiny, for you are fighting our battles. I declare we are victors and not victims. We may have been defeated in the past, but the past is past. This is a new day, Lord Jesus, for a new day that you have blessed us with, God. Oh, God, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we are seeking your guidance, Lord Jesus, on how to wisely use resources, God, as I'm praying, Lord, over our finances of favor, Lord, not only for ourselves, but also to become a fountain of blessings to those who are less privileged, less fortunate, God, don't have it, God. Help us today, Lord Jesus. We be a blessing, Lord Jesus, with the financial blessings, to show favor to others, that you have said that whatever we ask for, you should believe that we should believe that we have it and receive it. We humble and ask that you bless our finances, God. Bless us with discernment to know we should loan or give our monies to, and also guard against being constantly empty-handed. We come against that spirit of lack. We break that chain in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you have revealed your love to us today. We invite you to send us from here unto the power of the Holy Spirit, fan into the flames the gifts that you have given us. Come revealing your grace and truth to us each day. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord Jesus, just want to thank you for your kingdom, your power, and your glory. And your word said that we are the head and not the tail. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We shall prosper because of your favor, Lord. I declare by your stripes we are healed today. We shall live and not die. We shall live and not die. We declare that you are restoring health unto us and we with long life, God. Thank you, Lord, for the long life that you have blessed us with, God. Oh, God, I just want to thank you and praise you for that day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that we are declaring these things today, that we know today, God, today, Lord, as your children of God, Lord Jesus, that we're healed, God. We're healed, God. And there's no weapon formed against us going to prosper, God. There's nothing, Lord Jesus, going to come to take your people down, God. We are strong-minded people in the name of Jesus. We will not allow the enemy, we will not allow self come up against us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us on this day, Lord, as we continue to thank you for the favor that you have placed in our life, God. This is not something that was given, Lord Jesus. It was something that, Lord, we had to earn. And also in the midst of that, God, some of us failed, Lord Jesus, all of us failed it to the point that we didn't even deserve your favor, God, but you still show mercy to us. You still show mercy and your grace unto us, God. And, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for being so good and kind unto us, Lord, and continue to show us, God, in the midst of all, God, that you love us, in the midst of all, God, that you care about us, in the midst of all, God, you're right there by our side. Lord Jesus, when we ask in you, Lord, things in prayer and we don't hear your voice, God. Oh, God, we know that you're there, God. We just got to remember what your words say, God. Help us today, Lord, to encourage ourselves, uplift our heads, God. Help us today, God, as we go to the heads of highways, compel your men and women to come unto us, God, that we show the love of Christ, God. We show the favor of Christ, God. We show it in our homes, God. We show it on our jobs, God. We show it in the communities, God. We show it, Lord Jesus, between one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, God. Lord, wherever we go, we be, God. Let your favor, God, rise up in us, God. Shine, Lord. Let it shine like the sun, God, that it blames, God, Lord Jesus, that people can see it, Lord, from a distance, God. Oh, God, that they can see the difference from us, God, than the regular people that are saying that they serve you, God, but they're living a raggedy life, God. But help us today not to be like that, God. Let us talk where we for what we live, God. Let us walk the way we live, God. Don't let us be the ones, God, wishy-washy. Don't let us be the, Lord Jesus, the hypocrite ones, Lord. Don't let us be, Lord Jesus, Sadducees and the Pharisees, God. But help us today to be the ones, God. If we say we love you, God, oh, God, we're going to walk in that love. We say that we serve you, God. We're going to walk in it, God, with every being of our bodies, God. We're going to give up the fleshly desires. We're going to give up the fleshly thoughts and that we ways of things to do to harm self or others, God. We're going to treat and love everyone equally, God. Help us on this day, God, as you show us your favor, as you show us your favor, God. Thank you, Lord, for the men and women, God, that you place in our life, God. They give us the word, God, each and every day, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, the sacrifice, Lord Jesus, them getting up to study, to pray, God, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, to Lord Jesus, to talk to you on a daily basis, Lord Jesus, about the peoples of God, Lord Jesus, that you continue to pour your favors down on our leaders, God, each and every person that's on this line, God, our prayer hosts today, God, Lord Jesus, our prayer leads today, God, all of us, God, Lord, that you would just continue to pour your blessings down upon us in your favor, God. We need your favor, God. Help us today, God, that we thank you, God. We thank you. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for your favor, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you, Lord Jesus, how you protect us and be with us. Keep us, God, and keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, God. Keep our hearts, God. Hallelujah. God, our hearts, God, with all diligence. God, we just want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being so good. For being so wonderful, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for being the joy and the peace, God. We want to thank you, Lord, in spite of all, God, you is worthy, you is worthy, you is worthy, you is worthy. God, we love you, we love you, we love you. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, God, because you're so wonderful, you're so awesome, God. You protect us from the seen and the unseen danger. We don't know how you keep the bullets, how you keep the rapists, how you keep the sex pedophile, how you keep, Lord Jesus, Lord, our enemies that come, Lord, just come each and every day or try to find a way to destroy us. But how did you, Lord Jesus, keep us, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, Lord, for all your favor that you have showed us each and every day, God. Nothing we deserve, God. And Lord Jesus Christ kept us, nothing that we've earned, God.
but it's because of your grace and mercy that we have your favor today. Nothing that we did so good, Lord Jesus, it's all because of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have given unto us, God. We thank you for the sacrifice, God, your life that you have given unto us, God, to be able to come and pray, God. So I pray, God, for our leaders. I pray, Lord Jesus, for the men and women, God. I pray for our children, God. I pray for our community. I pray for, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus, in the White House, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, oh, God, Lord Jesus, for the haters, God. I pray for the ones, Lord Jesus, oh, God, that's sowing discord, God. I come up against everything that's not like you, God. I decree and declare, Lord Jesus, your blessings upon your peoples, God. We know today, God, that we have favor in you, God. No matter what it looked like, no matter what they say, no matter what's going on in our life, God, we got to know we got favor in you, God. Look at us, yes, Lord. Look at us, your children, God. Look at us, God, as your children, God. Everything we've been through, we're still standing by the grace of God. Lord, we owe that praise to you, God. Some may be limping, God. Some may be in pain, God. Some may not even know, Lord Jesus, why we're going through this or going through that, but we still, Lord, is here to be able to praise you, God. You said we was going to have to endure, God, until the end. You said we was going to have to go through. You said, Lord, in your word, Lord Jesus, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but the man endure to the end, God. So as each and every day, God, as we get up and go throughout this day, God, we thank you for your favor and your love, your compassion, your tender mercy that you give us throughout this day. We love you, we love you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. Not my will, God, but let thy perfect will be done. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Turn it back over to the hand evangelist, Jeffrey. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, sister, for that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. When God's favor is over your life. We done heard this morning three good prayers. We heard from Minister Bronson praying on understanding God. Then Minister Berry on my body is the temple. And then Sister Tracy with when God's favor is over your life. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing like having the favor of God over our lives. We thank God this morning for all three of the prayer leads this morning that came forth. I just wanted to, before I do that, let's do our believer's declaration. Our believer's declaration, it states, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say there's so much going on in the world today. We're living in that day and time where scriptures are being fulfilled. It's all kinds of wickedness all over. There's all kinds of disasters that's going on all over this world. We want to remember today in prayer before that we need to pray for that the shooting that took place in Minnesota yesterday. There were so many people that was injured, and some of the kids got killed. And let's pray for them, their families, and all that they went through. And the gunman was a young guy. It's not always somebody older that done been through. Young people is going through mental challenges and making decisions to do what they do, but we just, we got to pray because you never know when or what. We want God to cover our children. We never know when we leave, when they leave every day, and when you go to work or go where you got to go, and you don't know if them being in school ain't safe anymore.
You know, you gotta pray for God's protection every single day. Don't let a day go by that you don't cover your children and your grandbabies. Cover our senior citizens. We don't know from time to time, you know, when they leave their home or even in their homes. We don't know what's happening. You think you're in a place where you can be safe, and that's no such thing as that. You're not even safe in the church. So you pray, and you always have your mind on the Lord. Pray to God keep his hands over us. Hallelujah. As we, before we go off into a prayer, too, I also want you all to remember, pray much for my husband, Mr. Andre. Pray to God touch him in his body. That he lay his hands upon him and give him a speedy recovery. We also want to remember my sister Lisa. She just found out she got a heart aneurysm. So let's keep call her out in prayer this morning, I'm sorry. And pray for my sister-in-law. She's in the hospital. She's dealing with a bowel obstruction and diverticulitis, and it's been kind of bad. Pain-wise, it's been horrible. She had a whole different story on that. But let's pray for her. Pray for the sick and shut in everywhere. Pray for our mothers. Mother, I don't want to leave anybody out, but pray for Mother Clark, Mother Sumlin, Mother Hattie Wynn, Mother Betty Buchanan, Mother Nora Burgess, Mother Carol Carson, Mother Izzy, and Mother Peterson. I can't think right now, but y'all know. All the mothers is on my heart. I don't want to leave. Mother Goodman. I think I said Mother Nora Burgess. Let's just remember all of our mothers, our senior citizens, our elders. Let's continue to pray much for them. Pray for Pastor Lenore and Bishop. Pray for all the leaders everywhere. Because it's a lot of things going on, a lot of decisions being made, and we just want God to have their back, for God to help them to make any decisions that they make in leading his people. We thank God today because God is an awesome God, and one thing for sure, we know that he hears our cries. He sees our tears. And he cares so much about us. I had a scripture. 1 Chronicles 22:19. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Now set your heart and your soul to seek, inquire of, require as your vital necessity the Lord your God. Arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may break the ark of the covenant of the Lord. The ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy articles and utensils of God into the house built for the name, the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Set your heart and your soul to seek, inquire of, require as the vital necessity, the Lord your God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God has been so good to me, regardless of how things look, you don't know like I know what God has done for me. And I just want to give God glory today that all the times that things wasn't right, even to this day, if it's something, because, you know, we got to seek God for his forgiveness. That's my biggest thing, seeking God for forgiveness. Sometimes it's not always that you got to go out and commit, you know, a sin. You know, you can you can cause God to be offended in our thoughts and our actions, you know, and we got to seek God, you know, for anything that we done wrong or felt wrong. And in seeking God, we got to remember that first we got to acknowledge that we sin. You know, we got to recognize the wrong and the thoughts that we did that offended him. And then we got to feel remorse about it, genuinely sorry, and, you know, regret what we said, did, or how we felt. And then we got to confess to God for our wrongdoings and ask him to forgive us. And then we repent and turn away from the sins that we're doing and stop doing things that's not pleasing to God. Believe us. We got to believe in Jesus that he came and he died. He paid the price when he went on the cross for us. Ask God to forgive us. Thank you, Jesus. And if you wrong somebody else, you got to ask, try to make that right and ask them to forgive you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's all I want to say right now. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer today and keep our hearts and our minds clear and free on Jesus as we praying. If we got anything in our heart that's not right, we're going to ask God to forgive us for it. Thank you, Lord. Most holy and gracious Father, we come before you right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we say thank you first of all, Lord, for allowing us to lay down last night and get rest in our bodies and peace in our spirits. Peace, oh God. We say thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning, giving us strength in our bodies, oh God, to move, to breathe, and to have our beings. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, oh God, the use and activities of our limbs, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did. It's not anything that we did that we deserve it, oh God. It was you, Lord. It was your undying love for us, your grace and your mercy, Jesus. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for us, Jesus. Thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for covering us with your blood, Jesus. How you blocked everything that the enemy tried to throw at us, Lord. You woke us up. Hallelujah. We're able to move around, oh God. We're clothed in our right mind today, Lord. We're shielded because of your blood, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. For watching over our children, Lord, our grandchildren. Oh God, all the children of the people of this world. We know sometimes bad things happen to good people, and we don't always know the answers, Lord God, why things happen the way they do. But, Lord, we know that you got all power in your hand, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Remember those families, Lord God, that have lost loved ones, Lord God, in the shootings, Lord God, in the mass destruction, and, oh God, in all the different countries, Lord God. Lord, those places where earthquakes and hurricanes and floods and fires, oh God, wars and rumors of wars in all the places, Lord. Those places, oh God, where bombs and threats, all manner of illnesses is all over the place, Lord, where people are dying from flesh-eating bacteria, Lord God. We don't know what's going into the waters and into the food, Lord God. But, Lord God, you said it is pure, it is sanctified through us praying and blessing it, Lord. A lot of times, oh God, we don't know the things that you shield and protect us from. But, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for covering us, Jesus. Cover, Lord God, even those, Lord, that are in hospitals and nursing homes, the sick and afflicted everywhere, Lord. The names that we called out, Lord, today, Father God, remember them. Remember them in their hospital beds. Remember the conditions in their bodies, oh God. Lay your hand upon our husband, Lord, today. Touch him in his body, Lord. Loose every pain, Lord God, in your name. Loose every condition, oh God, that want to hold him down. Father, we ask you to touch him. Loose the man of God, oh God, and set him free. Lord God, that you may freely be able to use him, Jesus, that he may be able to minister, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch our pastors. Bless them everywhere, Lord God. Touch Bishop in a special way. Continue to keep your hands upon him. Touch his heart, touch his mind, his spirit. Continue to lead him and guide him. Give him the words, oh God, from your heart to his heart. Thank you, Jesus. Let him teach the people, Lord, in the spirit of God. Let him lead and guide. Bless Pastor Lenore. Continue to strengthen her to stand by his side. Strengthen her in her physical body as well. Lord God, touch, heal, and remove anything that's not like you, oh God, and help them to stand. Lord, remember, Mother, all the mothers, the names that was called out, Lord God, and even those that may have not been called out, Lord, you know it was not my intention. You know who they are, Lord, whether I call them out or not, Jesus. You know it was not intentional to look over anyone. We love you and we praise you, oh God. Now bless each and every person on this prayer call, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Give them strength. Give them hope. Give them peace. Lead them and guide them. Help them to prosper in every step that they take and everything that they touch. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.